Alrighty, baby. We have made it back again for another exciting week of the Farts and Giggles podcast.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
Fat lip and all.
Yeah, you got a fat lip. My wife's got a fever blister. So, it'll be all right. Life shall move forward.
It hurts.
All right. So, how's your week at work? I messed it up again.
How has my week at work been?
Yes.
It's been good.
Okay.
Been good. Okay. Back into the rhythm of story time. I had 9 kiddos this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're moving right along. Everything's going good. We're shifting some things around in the library, moving some collections.
Okay.
So I started working on that because Cheryl can't lift anything.
Right, right.
So I was able to shift my young adult books and put my graphic novels at the end of them. And so that left an empty shelf. So we're going to be moving some stuff to that if we have anything at all left of our South Carolina nonfiction. I mean, reference, our South Carolina reference.
Okay.
Pretty much all of it is gone except for...
One little section.
One little tiny section. Okay. And then the South Carolina nonfiction, not the reference, but the South Carolina nonfiction is fixing to go.
Oh, wow.
And Most of it. We're still going
to
have some.
Well, just to tell people, they're not throwing them away.
We're not throwing them away. They're just getting moved to a different location.
Our library system is creating a South Carolina history.
It's the South Carolina reference library.
Reference library of just South Carolina stuff. So, like, South Carolina history, South Carolina things that, you know.
So, data. I mean, nobody ever really looks at them in our branch.
Yeah.
And stuff, so our...
And this would be one central location for the county that anybody can go to.
Yeah. I don't know exactly her actual title, but she's a South Carolina reference librarian, excuse me. Just over that, she came out to the branch Thursday, her and our automation librarian. Mm-hmm. They both came out to look at our whole collections.
Right.
And so Friday or Thursday afternoon, she said she'd already been working on what she was going to pull from us. Mm-hmm. So Friday, we got 2 big lists. So.
Mm. Well, we did that one time before. We went when we were out traveling. We stopped at a library.
Mm-hmm.
I want to think it was in Raleigh, wasn't it? Or somewhere. I can't remember where we were.
We stopped at a lot of libraries.
Well, I know, but we stopped at this one library, and it was a big library. And I think on the third floor, they had their history section.
Yeah.
And it was like a whole, almost a whole floor.
No.
And it was all the history.
It was in Tennessee.
It was in
Sevierville.
Okay. The main library
in Sevierville. Main big library. Yeah.
So they had all the local,
county,
state history in that area.
Because we actually talked to the lady that she was actually up there, and we were just when we go on trips, I like to visit the libraries just because I'm a library nerd.
Yeah,
you know, to see what everybody else is doing and what just to see.
Right.
And so we actually got to talk to the lady that was over that, and she was very very interesting. She just told her, she said a lot of people come, they research their genealogies and everything.
Right, right. So it was interesting because we didn't have that.
No.
So we just don't have anything like that in our system.
No. You can go to like the big branches, have a bigger section.
Yeah, but this was all in one location.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is that like families that have like these big genealogy books or things that they've kept up with, they can donate those things to the library, and then generations later people could find them.
Yeah.
So, because they're in one spot.
Like,
so
I know
that was interesting.
I know at the Conway Library we have one on the Goldfinch family.
Yeah, they're a very popular, well known family that's been.
I actually read that one. It's been in our
county for a long time. Yeah.
But so that's what we're working on. We're working on moving all of our for sale books into one corner, having it a bigger area. And so it's a work in progress.
Well, cool.
So
you're moving books and I've been moving files.
So. I'm a book nerd. I love books. So.
Okay. Anything else at work?
I'm doing some research on it. Because I get asked a lot to refer books, you know, to have any book referrals, you know, because I'm an eclectic reader. I read everything. I don't read nonfiction. I shouldn't say I read everything.
Yeah.
I'm not a big nonfiction reader, and I don't read science fiction. So let me go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything else I read.
Right.
And so just like, for instance, what day was it? Thursday, maybe? Well, I had a young lady, she comes in, she's one of our local school teachers, and she comes in with her kids after school. And I was in the kids' room, my domain, and I was shelving, and she asked me if I had, she wanted to know if I had any, she said, can you refer, because she said, you know, she said, I just brought back some books. I said, yeah, I saw them. She said, and I love the story I read. She said, I like mystery and suspense. She said, but, and I love the story. She said, but, just, you know, on every page it had the,
it had foul language.
Foul language.
Yeah.
You know. And she said, and I could do without that. You know. She said, right. You know, she said, I don't mind a little teeny bit, but the words they used. I said, I understand. She said, do you have anything you could recommend? I said, you like the mystery and suspense? I said, let me, and I walked back into the adult area, and I pulled a couple of books for her.
Mm-hmm.
She followed me out there, and I told her, I said, I have read these. I said, they are the romantic suspense. They got that little bit of mystery, I said, but they're clean. When I say clean, they don't have any cuss words in them.
Right.
You know, no vulgar language. Some books do, and, you know.
Yeah, because it's a thing. I don't know.
Watch TV without the language.
Yeah.
So it's prevalent in our books. So
I find a lot of it useless.
Yeah, it's like, why does it need to be in
there? Why did you need to say that?
Yeah.
You didn't even have, you could just, if you took that out of the sentence.
It didn't even.
You didn't do anything.
No. So anyway, I.
So why even put it in?
I showed her those, and I told her, I said, they're very clean. She said, you've read these? I said, I have. I said, I don't like a lot of vulgar language either. I said, but these are clean. These authors are Christian authors.
Yeah.
One of them, hers is very clean. I said, well, the one mystery I showed her, and then I pulled the other one, and I said, this one's by Focus on the Family. I said, and I couldn't put it down. I said, I can't speak. This book is awesome. You know, it was a story about a couple.
Yeah.
I said, I recommend you read it. I said, you'll love it. You'll like it. And there's another lady Cheryl was working with. She walked away from Cheryl to come over to see what I was recommending, and she was writing everything down that I was, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so,
well, that's what you do. I mean, that's
because she asked Cheryl. She said, "What was she talking about?" And she said, "Oh, she's my book guru. She can recommend. She's my eclectic reader." She says she recommends books.
But then Cheryl, she likes sci-fi.
She likes the
right.
She likes young adult and fantasy and paranormal.
Fantasy paranormal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she does like cozy mysteries, but everything else.
Yeah.
So like when it comes to young adult, which that is my domain in the library, I'm like, talk to Cheryl, you know, because I, you know, I don't really read the young adult. I have read some of it.
Yeah.
You know, and whatnot, but she can recommend those. Any of the vampire books and stuff like that. Cheryl's your girl.
Yeah.
You know, she keeps saying, you need to read this one and this one. I'm like, okay, maybe.
I've read a few. Yeah, well, we'll get into this when we do
some
reading.
But anyway, so what I was alluding to was I got to thinking, and we have what we call reader advisories.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I have a book that I made in the kids' room for the kids, and the kids use it all the time. If you like this book, like, say, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, then try these books, and it's all in color. I got permission to do it all in color.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have the pictures. You know, it's other series. And so I pulled the book, and I was looking at it, and our automation librarian, when she was there, she said, what's that? And I told her. She was like, I need you at Tech Services with me. She said, this is good. She said, have you shown it to anybody? I said, yeah. I said, I got permission to do all this in color. She said, have you shown it to the other youth services people? I said, yeah. I said, but she's like a fart in the wind. I'm like, well, I don't know. I haven't been in their branches. I'm not, you know, it's not something they have to do. It's not required of them.
I know. Miss Goody Two Shoe Donna always doing stuff.
So I told Cheryl, I said, I don't want to do a book like that for adults, but I'd like to have something. So if somebody asked me, I could.
I'd be surprised that some of these, like this online thing that you use, the what's that app that you use?
Goodreads.
Goodreads.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Goodreads, you can't do that on Goodreads.
Well, I could look up suspense.
I know,
Christian
but like
suspense.
But like if you like this author, with this series, then here's some other things.
Oh, they have read-alikes. That's called read-alikes.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, if they wanted something in the lines of, like, inspirational suspense, which I say inspirational, this means it's clean. It doesn't have So I was doing some research. I think it was Thursday afternoon, and I come up with a list of authors, and we have all of them in the library, you know, their books, and their suspense, romantic suspense or suspense, but they're all by Christian authors. You know, that genre.
Well, it seems like to get the clean books, you have to go with a Christian author.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's full of stuff.
I don't just read the Christian authors, but they are my favorites, but I do read other authors. And some of the books I do read don't have vulgar language in it, but it does have some.
Yeah.
Because they're good authors.
Yeah.
So, but we have some that just won't read.
You have some patrons that just will not read books
that have vulgar language
in it.
Yeah.
And so you need to be able to recommend stuff for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, Jody told me, she said, well, if you come across, you know, and Cheryl was telling her about it, and she said, well, if you come across anything that you would like to have here for your patrons that you know they'll read, because I said, I'm working on some stuff, you know, and she said, well, let me know. She said, I'll be glad to get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have the Brave books.
Okay.
The Brave series, Kirk Cameron wrote some of them. It's that genre of stuff for kids, you know. We're getting all of them, and they're going to be at Ander. Our families are loving them.
Okay.
You know, and so Cheryl and I are trending on Facebook right now because one of our families, she took pictures of her kids with the books. I had them on display, and then she checked them all out. And she was like, y'all got to go by the Ander Library.
She checked them all out.
Yeah. Y'all got to go by the Ander Library, our librarians here in Ander, and get us good books for our kids to read. And she sent the link to Cheryl, and Cheryl and I were looking at it, and one person was going, well, I didn't know you could request certain books at your library for your library to purchase. And she said, my library doesn't have those. And she said, well, I don't know where your library is at, but she said, you need to talk to your people then.
Yeah.
Because, see, none of the other branches have them, but some of the other branches have requested them so they can look at them.
Right.
So it was like, maybe we need to get these too. So, see, they give us a certain amount of money that we could choose and buy.
Right.
For our collections, whatever we wanted.
Right.
And this is what...
Which is what your patrons want.
Yeah, and this is what Cheryl asked me what I wanted, and I said, I would like the Brave books, some of them at least, because I've had parents ask me.
Right.
And so, we're getting them all, and then we still have money to spend, and then I've been told next year our budget's going to be even bigger for us to spend.
Yeah, that's good.
So.
Yeah. I mean, if, you know, you got people saying, hey, I'd like to have this book, this series, this thing.
And I've already found it.
It's like I told you, you need to get that new book from George Camel.
Yeah.
With a K.
Hey. Oh. K-A-M-E-L.
I always like the way they say George Camel.
But I did find another series of books I wanted. They're called The Calendar Kids. It teaches the kids about each month of the year.
Oh, okay.
And so far they've got out through June. And so I was showing that to Cheryl, and she was like, I'm going to put that down for our next order. She's like, that's neat. I'm like, well, if there's adult books she wants, she's like, well, I hadn't really come across anything yet. But
yeah. Okay. All right. So that's a lot of work. Anything else?
I'm working on getting something together. So I've requested some professional materials that we have at our main branch on reader advisories and different genres.
Yeah.
So I can read it and research it. And
I'm sure there are people out there that have done the research that have a really good... Yeah. Okay. Very good.
So anyway, so I'm working on that.
Okay.
So that's just a little pet project of mine, I guess.
All right. Very good. Well, my work has not been as exciting, and the requests that I have had have not been as fun. So I've just been... Just cleaning up from last year, still cleaning up stuff and, you know, just doing files and things. And I don't know, it's been kind of when I wrote down work this week, I wrote down blah, blah, blah. It's nothing exciting. So it was kind of, the week's been kind of boring in a way, even though I did have one person's computer die in the middle of them working and I got to switch that out. But that was the only excitement I had this week. That and I had free lunch. Woohoo! We ate from Chipotle.
Chipotle.
So.
Yeah, that was good. You did bring some of that home.
Well, they messed up my order. I told them I wanted extra chicken.
Uh-huh, and they gave me two bowls.
And besides making extra chicken, they gave me two complete bowls. So when I looked at the order that I sent in, it said chicken times two. and then all the other stuff. And then when it was handwritten on the sticker that's on the top of the bowl, it didn't say chicken times two. It said bowl times two. So they made two bowls. Mm. So I don't know. Either way, the company paid for it. So I had lunch for 2 days and you had dinner. So it was good stuff. And that was all the excitement that I've had this week. So so what have you been reading? Since we've been talking about books.
What have I been reading?
What have you been reading, love?
I read Facing the Enemy by Diane Mills.
Okay.
She is one of those suspense authors that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. It's her newest book. And now, and I'm going to finish it shortly, it's called Double Take by Lynette Eason, and it's her newest book.
Okay.
A new series that she started. So that's what I'm working on.
All right. Well, I got through three books. And they were all by the same author.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a series. All right. And so I started the first one. The interesting thing was is that they're short. They're uh-huh. They're really not that long. I think time-wise, listening-wise, I think they're maybe 6 to 7 hours. Most books are 9 to 12.
Okay, well.
Okay. So, but they were really interesting books. Or I say interesting. They were fun books. They were neat. Her name is Tilly Wallace. You ever heard of Tilly Wallace?
Nope.
I think she may be British or something, because a lot of the references are not American.
Okay.
And the language that she uses, the way she expresses certain things, is not how we say it in the States.
Okay.
So I think she might be British. But Seems Like Murder was the first one. And then Backstitched and Stabbed is the second one. And Gather the Anarchists was the third one.
Okay.
Now, with gathering, backstitching, and seams, what do you think she does for a living?
She sews.
She's a seamstress.
When you said the backstitch, I said, it's something to do with sewing.
And so she's, you know how some of them I've listened to, the lady, she owns a cupcake factory.
Is this a cozy mystery series?
Yeah, it's kind of like a little cozy mystery series. But so she's a seamstress, mm-hmm. back in the 1900s, early 1900s. And so she makes dresses, and she's in England. And she's, you know, she's not high society, but she makes clothing for high society. And so she gets involved with somebody, you know, that dies or is murdered, technically.
Okay.
And so it just
turns out. When you said that, I thought, this is something to do with she sews or something.
Yeah. So she's, you know, making things and then doing mystery, you know, finding out what's going on, you know, so.
Okay.
They were fun. They were fun, but they were short. What I really liked about them was that the author just, here's the story, here's what's going on. There wasn't a lot of filler stuff that was useless.
Oh, okay.
You know, it just, they didn't have 15 stories going on in the same book.
Yeah.
And I've listened to some of these books that are like this, and there's the main story, and then there's three other stories going on behind the scenes. And I don't care about those other stories. They're aggravating and they're in the way.
Mm.
I want to know what the mystery is.
Gotcha.
Where she was very precise, which is probably why the books were listening wise a little shorter. But they were pretty good. And I went to go get the next one and there was only three.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if there's a fourth one coming, mm-hmm. or what. I would imagine so. But they're by Tilly Wallace.
Never heard of her.
Well, they did check her out. Like I said, I don't know how old the books are. I didn't look back and see when they were actually published, but so I got through those three, and yeah, I was looking. I thought, did I mention Georgia Camel's book last week? And I did.
Yeah, you did.
So very good. So that's what I got through. That was a lot of listening because I was standing at my desk a lot this week. Mm. Didn't have a whole lot of other things to do. So, and I've started another book completely different. I don't even know what it's, I don't know what it's about. I don't think it's a mystery.
I don't know.
It's so far, nobody's died.
Nobody's died.
So, I don't think it's a mystery book, but it's been in my queue for a long time, and it keeps popping up. It's okay. One of those books that it's recommended by one of the famous people or whatever. It's on a book club or whatever. Oh. It's one of those. It's got the sticker on the front of it. I can't think of her name, but so I thought I'd listen to that. Mm. So
okay,
I'll talk about that one next week if I get through it. So, okay. Yeah. Anything else? No?
No.
Now that we've stopped hacking and coughing and we're done, right?
I'll give you an update on my daddy. He's doing better every day. He's still on his trach and everything, but I mean, he's still in the hospital.
Well, he's up sitting in the chair.
They get him up. He sits in the chair. He's got a full beard right now because he hadn't been shaved in over a month. And I don't think he likes it, but it's okay.
He'll be all right.
He'll be all right. I tell him he looks like my husband. He shakes his head. No.
Yeah. He does not like, he's like my dad. My dad never liked a beard.
You know, so.
I don't know why. I only remember my dad growing a beard one time. So.
Mm. Yeah. Why'd he grow a beard?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
he just didn't shave. So, and it grew out and he didn't. I don't know. He was in a certain situation, and he just didn't have the time to do
it. I got you.
So,
got you.
But he didn't like it.
He didn't like it.
No. And it's funny because all of his sons have beards.
Yep.
Thick, big beards.
Yep.
So.
I like my husband's beard.
Yeah, mine's scraggly.
It is not scraggly. Your beard is pretty. I've seen worse looking beards.
Okay.
Yours looks good.
All right. Well. I don't know what else we're going to do, but that's all we got to talk about.
Yeah, that's didn't all we got to talk lot. About. We're going to go see Daddy sometime today.
So,
our kids went and saw him last night, yesterday evening. And
yeah, he's able to communicate by signals because he can't talk.
Can't talk with the trach, and he can nod his head yes or no.
Yeah, but he's doing much better.
Bridget said when she walked in the room and he was asleep, and she said, "Hey, Papa," and she said he opened his eyes and looked at her and smiled at her. Yeah. She told on Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, she took my mama. Shopping. My mama had to go shopping yesterday to get groceries and stuff. And so they went to Costco's and Sam's and Walmart. And Bridget said, "Nana had my car loaded down, the trunk and the back seat." And Bridget has a little Honda Civic. So you know that ain't a very big car.
Yeah.
And she said, "I told Papa," and she said, "Papa's eyes got real big," and he just shook his head. No.
He knows the money's going out the door.
I said, "You told on Nana."
Yep. All right. Well, I don't have anything else, baby.
I don't either.
Well, it's been fun. It's been a good week.
Yeah.
This whole year has been different. Yes. It just feels different.
Yes.
I don't know why, but this whole year just feels completely weird. So we'll just keep plugging along.
Keep plugging along.
Yeah. Keep going at it. So you got nothing else? I'm gonna go ahead and we'll get out of here, babe.
No, I don't have nothing else.
All right. Well, I have been John.
I'm Donna.
And we'll talk with you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.